T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Morning Show, introducing you to candidates who can save our schools.
All right, welcome back. I always direct people to the website, 971talk.com. One of the first things you'll see that pops up there is the Mark Cox Morning Show, the voter guide for 2024, which includes all of my picks for local school boards. And if you notice, the Post even did a story on this the other day. They didn't put a link to my voter guide, but they did mention the fact that we'd put one together, and they pointed out that there are fewer candidates this year. Well, there are fewer candidates on my voter guide because there were fewer candidates that I thought fit the mold of what we need on these school boards. That is, parents who are willing to stand up and ask hard questions about what's going on in our schools. And one place where I've made a selection this year is in the Melville School District. Bob Mahaycheck, we had him on the other day. I've got Jim Simakaitis on the phone right now, also a candidate for the Melville District. And Jim, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Thank you for giving me a little bit of time this morning. Give people a little bit of your background. You are a veteran, correct?
Yes, I am. I'm a 28-year Air Force veteran. I retired back a few years ago. Before that, I worked in heavy construction. I was in a construction union here in St. Louis. And before that, I worked in a bank and various other jobs. And after the Air Force, I started a small business where I flipped houses. And since that time, that became too expensive. So I'm just doing volunteer work mostly.
Well, good for you. I know that test scores are a big issue for you, as well as the property tax rate. Let's start with test scores. What do you think's been impacting those, and what can you do in Melville to turn it around?
That's right. Yes. Melville is really no different from a lot of other schools around the region. But I think we could probably be a little bit more in dire straits here. Math scores, as far as our graduating high school seniors, less than 40% of our graduating high school seniors are proficient in math. Less than 40% of our kids are proficient in English language arts, and around 45% are only proficient in science. So, yeah, that shows that there's been a real problem. And it's not just from COVID a couple of years ago. It seems like this has been going on for the past 6 or 8 years. Our current school board, our incumbents, seem to think that there's really no sense of urgency here. They want to just continue maintaining things the way they are. You know, I would like to be able to be part of a board that we can turn things around, and it can happen. It's not going to be easy or quick, but we're probably going to face a lot of resistance on this. But we got some ideas on this. I want to focus more really on literacy. I think that's the foundation of all other fields of study. Special focus on K-3, actually. You've got to have grade-level proficiency for our kids at the end of third grade, or else they're going to just fall further and further behind.
Sure.
Also, not so much of an emphasis on street English, slang, or tech shorthand. We need to have less emphasis on tech and more emphasis on developing our kids' brains. also we got to watch out for the use of AI. I'm not even sure how much of that is even being used yet in school, but I have a feeling that it's more and more, it's going to be more and more prevalent.
Jim, this is Kim. Do you have any concerns about the curriculum for the students?
Yes, I do. Well, just looking at the scores, I just talked about the high school scores, but, you know, with our grade school kids as well, and especially for the kids receiving free and reduced lunches, the numbers are even a lot lower. I'm kind of wondering how these things are being taught. I'm part of a tutoring program that's not affiliated with the district. We go to a low-income apartment complex and do it twice a week after school. And a lot of these kids, they don't have any idea how to break down a word into syllables. They don't even know what syllables are. So that makes me wonder how reading is being taught. I'm kind of thinking that maybe we need to look at going back to a more of a phonics-based education, a reading instruction system. That's kind of how we learned back in the olden days, and it seemed like it worked okay for us. I also want to look at maybe reintroducing cursive writing back into the curriculum. I don't know if you all know this, but this has kind of disappeared lately. Cursive really, besides showing good motor skill development, it shows continuity of thought and makes kids pay attention to what they're writing.
Well, maybe they can add it to foreign languages these days because none of the kids understand it. I'm just saying they do need to do that. I would agree completely. Jim Simakaitis, listen, thank you for giving us some time. I'd encourage people to go to our voter guide. There's a link under each candidate's name, and you can go to their website and find out more details on them. Jim, good luck next week.
Thank you so much for having me on once again. Thank you.
Absolutely. Jim Simakaitis running down there in the Melville School District. He's on the voter guide. And I'm all for them adding cursive back in.
I can't believe they don't teach it anymore.
It's like giving a kid a standard shift car. They can't drive it. I mean, you ought to understand these things.
Yeah.
Right? I'm just saying, just to get along. And yeah, I'm all with him on the text messaging and teaching them to write full sentences. That would be a positive thing. Coming up a little later, we're going to talk to our friends at Focus Marines. They got a great effort coming up. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.